Welcome to Joyful Eating. I'm your host, Jules Clancy, a former food scientist and winemaker turned cookbook author and health coach. I've discovered a simple way to have a joyful relationship with food without sacrificing pleasure or my waistline, and I can help you get there too. Listen on to find out how. Hello, hello, it's Jules here, and today I'm still on a bit of a high actually after the most beautiful Mother's Day yesterday. So we had just a really lovely weekend. It was a sunny day here and got presents from my boys that they'd made at school and preschool, and my Irishman bought me a couple of cookbooks, which was lovely. So I got to sit in the sun and drink coffee and read cookbooks, which is one of my favorite things to do. And then we went out for like the most beautiful long family lunch. There's this really lovely restaurant. If you happen to be in Australia, it's called Pilot in Canberra. Make sure you add it on to your list of must visit restaurants. Like, the food there is sensational. And I had a really lovely glass of wine. I was able to stop at one, you know, I enjoyed it, and that was enough. And yeah, it was a really beautiful day. And this morning, you know, the scales were exactly the same as they were the day before, which, you know, is a really, you know, new thing for me in the last 6 months kind of thing. Because I always used to be, you know, overindulging on the weekend and, you know, feeling a bit fat on Monday. But these days I've learned how to stop when I have had enough. So like, it's just, you know, Monday's the same as any other day. So I just thought I'd share that to see what's been going on in Jules' world. But anyway, today we're going to be talking about the delicious topic of pleasure permission. And no, we're not going to be covering any 50 Shades of Grey concepts. Don't worry, it's all going to be G-rated. But how this came about was a few months ago, actually over Christmas, I read Nigella's latest book, which is called Cook, Eat, Repeat. And it's actually available on audiobook, which is fantastic. So I love audiobooks. And so I was listening to it. And I love Nigella's writing. And I love that she's so unapologetic about like how much pleasure she gets from food. So the book's like recipes, but it's also essays on food. And it's a really beautiful read. But anyway, she was talking about, so when she goes to restaurants, she like reads through the menu and she actually takes her time. And with each item, she looks at it and visualizes, you know, how's that going to taste? How pleasurable will it be? And then she goes through that for each item and then decides what to order based on, you know, her visualization, which I thought was just like such a beautiful process to do. And it just made me realize that, you know, first of all, when I go to restaurants, I'm generally scanning down the menu, looking for like, what's the healthiest option, which is like, you know, what am I doing? And yeah, I just realized that I'd been, you know, over the years on my journey with eating for diabetes and all those things, that, you know, I'd been really focusing on the health side of food for my decisions and not necessarily allowing enough pleasure. So I just started, after reading that, just started playing around with, you know, when I go out to restaurants and read a menu, you know, what does look amazing? And yeah, I think that's a big part of what we as a culture are missing out on, because we're kind of getting to this, you know, we shouldn't be enjoying food. Like, there's all this guilt and negative emotion around food, and, you know, we're missing out on one of the biggest pleasures. So I really wanted to do an episode to get you thinking about, you know, could you be enjoying your food more? So today we're going to just break it down. I'm going to talk about why this is so important and why, you know, we want to have pleasure from our food, why it's a good thing. And then I'm going to talk about how we can actually go about doing this and some experiments that I've been playing around with to really maximize the pleasure that we get from our food. And then finally, I'll just share some key takeaways so you can, you know, you'll have it all in a nutshell. So if we think about it, you know, why do we want to maximize the pleasure of food? And really, you know, first of all, of course, like, if we're giving ourselves permission to enjoy the pleasure of food, we're going to enjoy food more, which is, you know, absolutely something that we all want. And I think when I think about it, you know, there's an evolutionary reason why we are wired to find pleasure from food. It's because, you know, we need to eat, otherwise we're going to die. So this is something that we shouldn't be fighting against. I think it's something that we can actually embrace and enjoy. And, you know, there's a lot of pain in the world. So, you know, to be able to take a little bit of time out of our day, you know, every time we stop and have a meal and just focus on pleasure and enjoyment, I think that's a beautiful thing. It's nothing to be ashamed of or to be guilty about. So another reason why I think it's important to delve into and allow ourselves to have pleasure from food is that I've really noticed that I feel more satisfied and I'm able to stop when I've had enough if I've really taken the time to enjoy the food rather than just snacking mindlessly on something. And I was talking to one of my coaching clients, Lorna, about this. And before she was working with me, she was on an 800 calorie, like very low calorie diet. And she lost a lot of weight doing that. And she said that she was really consistent with measuring and weighing everything. And so even though she was eating the same amount of calories every day, on the days where the food was really pleasurable and had good texture and flavor and was really satisfying, she felt good after eating her 800 calories and like that it was enough. Whereas on the days where she'd just, you know, grab something, you know, put something together that wasn't so delicious, and she found that she would be struggling and her mind would be looking for more food, even though she'd had her 800 calories. So I thought that was a really interesting insight. So I think, you know, that's another reason to allow ourselves to have the pleasure, because it's going to help us feel more satisfied with the amount of food that our bodies need. Another thing, and I have absolutely zero scientific basis for this, but I just have a theory that if we enjoy the food and we take our time with it, that it's going to help with digestion. And, you know, there is scientific evidence that there's the vagus nerve links, it's called the brain-gut axis. So there's a direct link between the brain and the gut. And we have that for a reason. And so I'm sure that, you know, if our brain's experiencing pleasure, then that's going to be sending signals down to our gut, and that's going to help with digestion as well. But, you know, that's just my theory. And then finally, I think when we give ourselves permission to enjoy the pleasure of food, then it helps to break the cycle that a lot of people fall into when you're wanting to lose weight and, you know, go into this dieting mentality and you're restricting, and then you get into this cycle of restricting, and then you binge, and then you feel shame and guilt and regret, and it's just this spiral of badness. So giving ourselves permission to have pleasure, that can be a first step in helping to break that cycle. So hopefully I've sold you on this idea that we should be enjoying the pleasure of our food more, and it's actually a good idea. So now, like, let's talk about how to go about it. And really the first step, like anything that I'm probably going to teach you, the first step is really just making the decision that you're going to give yourself permission to enjoy food. And I think, you know, while we're in this mindset of giving ourselves permission to do things, I also think it's important to decide that you're never going to feel guilt or shame around anything you ate or drank. Like, that's one thing that I've decided a long time ago, is that I was not going to let myself feel guilty or shameful, because, you know, there are times when we overdrink and we overeat because alcohol is a highly addictive drug and, you know, food is really delicious, and feeling guilt or shame doesn't help us at all. So, you know, while you're at it, I really encourage you to adopt that policy as well. Like, always think about it in terms of, you know, if you do ever indulge, you know, what can I learn from this, rather than getting into beating yourself up. So that's our first step, is just deciding that you're going to give you permission. Permission granted. So then our next step, and this is, you know, if you can, that planning ahead can be a really beautiful way to get pleasure from things, because you get the anticipation. And if you think about, you know, a special birthday lunch or a Christmas dinner, you know, it's the anticipation and thinking about things that, you know, we can get just as much pleasure from as the actual sitting down and eating the food. So I think by planning special meals and special treats ahead, you know, you get that anticipation. So, but, you know, you don't have to do that every time, of course. So then that brings us on to the next step, is when you are actually going to be doing the eating, you know, it's important to eat without distractions and really focus on the food, because you can't get you can't get the pleasure from food if you're distracted. If you're trying to scroll on Facebook and eat something, you know, there's no possible way that you can enjoy it as much as if you are purely focused on the food. So yeah, no distractions. And you don't have to do this for absolutely every single meal, but just, you know, at least if you can do it at least one meal a day, it really will make a difference to your life. But even if it's just once a week, you know, having a meal without distractions, it's really powerful and fun and delicious. And like, why wouldn't you want to? So then I think a really important step is to just check in with you before you start eating. Just a really good practice is to just check in with your feelings and just see how you're feeling before you start. Because if you're still preoccupied with something your coworker said to you or your boss, you might have no physical distractions, but you'll have mental distractions. So I think that can be important, of like, what do I need to just park for now so that I can really focus and enjoy this meal? And then you know, to maximize pleasure, I think slowing down is the next step. Because when you're shoveling, you know, you just don't get the opportunity to enjoy the food as much. And the way I teach my coaching clients to do that is just to, like, simple practice of just putting the cutlery down between bites. So every time you load up your mouth, you put the fork and knife or your chopsticks down or your spoon so that you can focus on the chewing. And then when you swallow, you pick them up again. You're not loading up your next mouthful while you're chewing. So that simple technique really works to help you slow down. Another thing that I think can be really lovely to, and I just do this a lot when I'm eating by myself, is to close your eyes so that you can really focus on the texture of the food in your mouth and also the flavors on your palate. Because, you know, when we have our senses, our eyes are usually the most dominant one. So when you close your eyes, it just naturally your body focuses on the other senses. So that can be a good trick as well. Of course, if you're eating while driving, well, you shouldn't be driving and eating to start with. So but ignore that one. And then you just pause and appreciate, like, look at the food, enjoy the beauty of the food, smell the food. Actually, I do that a lot with, I bought some chocolate croissants for the boys last week. And I just, when we got home, I was just like smelling them in the brown paper bag. And I just got so much pleasure from just the smell of the chocolate and the buttery pastry goodness. And I didn't even need to eat them. Like, it was just a really enjoyable thing. So just appreciating the other aspects of food can be a really beautiful way to get pleasure from food without necessarily even eating it. And then finally, I think, you know, experiment and have fun with it. So there's a lot of things that you can play around with. And I've been doing this a lot. So see what happens if I have smaller bites. I really noticed this, that I actually, you know, if I have a smaller bite, if there's more space for the food to, you know, permeate my tongue and get around all the mouth, and I actually enjoy the smaller bites more. Or, you know, what happens if I just, you know, let this chocolate melt in my mouth instead of, you know, chewing on it? And, you know, one of my coaching clients, Sarah, she really focuses on, like, looks at her plate and goes, you know, what are the best bites on my plate? And she used to save them to last. And I've actually been encouraging her to experiment with just what happens if you have them sooner, you know, just so you get to enjoy them or spread them throughout the meal. Another thing I like to do is, like, chew more times. And so when I have the urge to swallow, I, like, pause and actually just have a few more chews just to make sure I've really got the most out of the flavor of that mouthful before I swallow. So that can be fun. But, you know, just whatever comes to mind for you can be really fun. And another thing I think can be really good is our palates get, you know, saturated. So the first bites are usually where our senses are the most heightened. And then as we go, we get exposed to something. Our senses dull and our brain switches off a little bit. So, you know, going outside and having a breath of fresh air and then coming back in, like, if, you know, when you're cooking and you leave the kitchen and you come back and you smell all the amazing smells, like, having that pause can be really fun as well. And then the last thing I wanted to mention is also, like, you know, another way to bring more pleasure is to just really pay attention to your self-talk, both before you're eating and when you're eating. And if you notice that your self-talk is a lot about, you know, what you should, I should and shouldn't be doing, or I can and can't be eating, you just notice that, and, you know, notice how heavy and down it feels. And instead, like, try and think of food in terms of, you know, what I want to eat, like, what do I really, you know, what's going to really nourish and nurture me now, and, you know, what's going to feel good for me to eat a few hours after I eat it. And also the thoughts around, you know, I'm going to choose this, it's my choice, like, the thoughts that are more empowering rather than this shoulding and shouldn'ting. So that's all the thoughts I had about giving yourself permission for pleasure and also maximizing pleasure. So just to sum up in our key takeaway, so first thing and most important is just give yourself permission to enjoy the pleasure of food. You know, the sky isn't going to fall in. I promise you that it's, you know, it's perfectly safe and it's a really good idea. And then just decide to experiment with one of the suggestions that I'd covered in the how section today. So, you know, using anticipation, can you plan something really delicious? Can you just have a meal where you're eating without distraction? Can you experiment with putting your cutlery down between mouthfuls or taking smaller bites or Sarah's idea of like looking for the best bite on your plate and having a game with it. And then that other idea of just like chewing, when you feel the urge to swallow, chewing a bit longer. And I'd really love to hear from you. So let me know how you get on. So you can head over to my website. It's Stone Soup or thestonesoup.com. But if you just Google Stone Soup, you'll find me. And you can leave a comment anywhere on the website. I check them every day. And I'd really love to hear your thoughts about this and how you're getting on with it. So that's it for this week, and I'll catch you next week. Bye. Before you go, this is the best part. So if you enjoyed Joyful Eating, subscribe to the podcast, and I'd love to send you a copy of my free cookbook called 6 Ingredients, 20 Minutes, Simple Whole Foods for Joyful Weeknight Dinners. It's full of easy recipes so delicious they'll satisfy even the biggest food snob. Just Google Stone Soup and you'll find it.